The countdown to consolidation of the City of Dubois and Sandy Township is into the new City of Dubois municipality is less than 7 months away. On January 5th, 2026, consolidation takes hold and becomes official. Each month this year, we have been talking with some of the key individuals connected with the pieces and process of consolidation and get their insight and perspective. The topic of today's consolidation countdown is the volunteer fire departments of Sandy Township and the City of Dubois. What are the structural and organizational changes that have already been made, and what still needs to be done as we make consolidation happen? Our guest today is John Kelsey, Fire Chief of the City of Dubois Volunteer Fire Department, and Jason Runyon, the Sandy Township Fire Department Chief. Chiefs, thank you for joining us here today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
First thing we wanted to ask you today was with the structure of the fire companies and really how that's transitioned since consolidation was first brought up and how it's currently working.
Well, structure-wise, it's still sort of the same as it has been for the most part. We're still operating two different entities, but, you know, we're working tirelessly together. We've done some changes, box alarm changes, where, you know, we're now having the closest fire companies come to almost just about every call there is now, which has gotten the both departments and the membership of both departments really come together and working.
Yeah, we've started that process probably, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We started easing into it. And now just about on every call, whether it's in the city or in the township, you'll see apparatus and members from both departments and almost everything at this point.
See, really with our departments here being a volunteer-based force, has consolidation affected anything with that at all?
I wouldn't say membership-wise. In anything like this, change is difficult, and we've seen kind of a mixed bag. You know, people obviously are still coming to the emergency calls like we need them to. Some people are kind of taking a step back because they don't like the politics around it, and that's to be expected. But no, we haven't lost membership, or people aren't, you know, turning away. When we call, they still come and serve.
All right, and then really with consolidation, you had mentioned this, I believe, last month at the meetings about the couple of the Dubois departments wanting to come together into one. Could you talk to us about that at all?
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas on the table around consolidation and station consolidation at this point. And that was one of the ideas that come up. These five fire stations have come to the table and talked about, hey, can we make this work? Can we go together and become one station somewhere down the road? So that's still in the idea phase, trying to figure out if that's feasible. There's obviously a lot of cost around that. So we have to figure out, one, can we pay for it and how we pay for it? Everybody's been talking and trying to come up with ideas because it seems kind of silly to say, well, you know, Dubois is going to have 9 fire stations. But on the other hand, that's what's worked for Dubois in Sandy Township over the years. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of questions to be answered on how we do that and if we do that and if it makes sense.
Definitely. One other thing I wanted to ask that wasn't on our sheet today, but it was with moving forward with the fire departments and really what it looks like becoming consolidated with the city. I've heard like rumors and really not exactly what's concrete going to happen, but with like your equipment and apparatuses, and if you could really just explain to our viewers what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, so the city and the township have two very different models. So the question is how do we bring those models together going forward? So that's still kind of under discussion at the joint board level, I would say. We don't really have, any say in that. We have some input, obviously, but how they work out the assets and who's going to own what is largely not up to us, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that our fire subcommittee that we were able to put together that has a representative from each firehouse on that committee was a big deal and is a big deal. And moving forward, I think the stuff that comes out of that committee and those men that are serving on that committee and how they come together and figure this stuff out and push it forward to the joint board. I think we'll see a lot of that come out of there is where we're going to go with what and what we need to keep and what we don't need to keep. So, but yeah, you're right. Two different models, you know, there's a lot that goes into all of this.
And while we're still here, if you had time to mention really the difference between the committees, the subcommittees, and really that structure that happens between the, I guess, three entities, between council, and the two different committees almost.
Yeah, so the fire subcommittee, like Jason said, is made up of one representative representing each of the nine hose companies between Dubois and Sandy Township. So they're coming up with a lot of the ideas and what we hope will turn into plans moving forward. So we take all those recommendations and put them together, and then we send them up to the joint board, the Dubois City Council, and the township supervisors for them to take action on. And hopefully they take our input and value our input and you know, because we're the ones kind of in the trenches, so to speak, doing the work when it comes to the fire service. So hopefully they value the input we provide.
Definitely. And then moving on, today and tomorrow is really a historic event in the city of Dubois with Community Days. If you could tell us about this historic partnership, especially with Sandy Township and the city of Dubois working on this really community event.
Yeah, this is the first time ever for the two to kind of come together and plan the event. Community Days has come a long way over the years, and it's been amazing to see it grow and change over the past 30 plus years from pretty humble beginnings. It started out as just a single hose company with a pop-up tent in the park making hamburgers and hot dogs after the parade one year. And then the following year, it was two hose companies. And then, you know, we said, "Hey, wait a minute, we have something here," and it kind of grew from there. And it's been, like I said, it's been amazing to see it grow and change over the years. And very excited to kind of see it take its next step now, going forward.
All right.
Yeah, I would, being that it's our first time in being involved in this, and you know, my first time really getting in behind the scenes of the Community Days and seeing the effort that the men and women of the Dubois Volunteer Fire Department and the community, the effort that they put into this is just astounding. I mean, it is amazing how much time that they have dedicated to putting on this weekend's fun in the park. And you know, kudos to those individuals, and I really appreciate everything that they have done and will continue to do moving forward. And I'm very excited to see how it changes over the course of the next few years. And I think our community is going to be pleased with what is going to be offered this weekend.
Yeah, it's a ton of work. It's almost a year-long process at this point to plan and pull it off, and it takes a lot of people. And they're all volunteers. So we hope everybody comes out to the park and, you know, can enjoy the entertainment, get something good to eat, and knock on wood that the weather cooperates. But, it's going to be an amazing weekend.
Definitely. And as we wrap up, we're running out of time here. How do the both of you see the fire service changing, or how it will really look in the future as consolidation approaches?
It's definitely going to change. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we'll still continue to provide the same great service next year and every year after that we do today. So I'm extremely optimistic and excited for what's coming up. Yes, it's going to be a lot of work, going to be a lot of changes, but we're going to make it happen. We'll pull it off.
Yeah, I don't see any lapse in service to our community and the complete dedication and commitment that we see from the volunteers more and more. We're going to be just fine.
All right, Chiefs, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Chief Jason Runyon and Chief John Kelsey. We do appreciate your time, and thank you for sharing such vital information with us today on Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM.